Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
All right, family, you're tuned into Adventist World Radio. This is live, and my name is Bongile Lugube. I am standing in for Naye Lupondwana. Right now, it's time for us to connect with Pastor Robert Ngorima. He's joining us for Ask a Pastor, and we have a question for him here that I believe probably many of our listeners will be able to identify with, whether you are the parent or the child in this situation. I believe you'll be able to identify. My pastor, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bongi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty well. The Lord is keeping.
Amen. Amen. Happy to hear that. So, Pastor, we have a question here. And the question is, yes. Should young people be allowed to choose their own faith instead of following what their family believes in?
Oh, thank you for the question. During childhood, is the responsibility. It is the responsibility of the parent to train the child according to Proverbs 22, verse 6.
Okay.
Then the child, yes, then the child is trained to live life. Because when a child is born, the child is blank. So right. The one who feeds the information is the parent. And the parent is the one who helps the child to make decisions or train the child to make decisions.
Okay.
When the child is a grown up now, the child is free to make an independent decision. For example, 1 Samuel 8, verse 1 and 2, the two sons of Samuel failed to follow the instruction or the life of the father because they were grown ups. So, yes, there's a point where children are supposed to make their independent decisions in as far as the religion is concerned. Even Moses, Hebrews 11, 24 and 25. By faith, Moses, when he became of an age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You see, at a certain age, a child becomes an adult. That, right. At that point, it's not the parent who is supposed to make a decision for that child, because salvation is something which is personal.
Right.
But during childhood, a child is supposed to be trained, as did Abraham, till Isaac was weaned when he was a grown up. So Isaac was supposed to follow what Abraham taught him until that stage where he was an adult, a youth. Who is independent to make personal decisions.
Right. That's interesting, because I think a few people might argue that as you are training a child at their young age, some argue that that is like brainwashing and you are trying to imprint your own beliefs onto the child. You're not really, it's not really leaving it up to the child. You are forcing your own beliefs on the child. So by the time they grow up, will they be able to make an informed decision if they don't know anything about another religion, for example? If they only know Adventism, how can they make a choice on maybe they would have identified better with something different?
It's quite interesting. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. It's not brainwashing. Okay, generally, life is you'll be biased. You'll be biased to something else. In a Christian setup, you train a child according to your beliefs.
Right.
To Muslims, they usually train their children according to Islamic.
Right.
But when a child is now able to explore, that's when he will or she will decide which route to take. But the upbringing is laid by the parents.
Right.
What you want your child to be. Yes, but on Christians, or on our side as Christians,
yes,
we train our child in the context of Christianity.
Right.
So obvious, it will be biased, but it's not brainwashing.
Yeah.
Because when training a child, there's blank. There's a blank mind. There's nothing inside.
Yeah.
So you'll be putting information in the child.
Yeah.
So there's we cannot say we are brainwashing. No. I don't think it's proper to say it that way, because brainwashing, you'll be removing something which is already set, or which was already set.
Right.
You see, that's how I take it. Yeah.
Got it. Got it. And then we have a listener here who's asking, are we talking about children or youth? Like, at what stage would you say a child is old enough to make their own decision regarding what they believe in? Is there a particular age? Is there a specific stage where a parent can say, okay, now it's up to you? Or is it like, no, only when you leave my house, then you can, now you have the power to choose what you want? Or what, is there a specific age? Is it youth, adulthood? Where exactly do we say, okay, this person is old enough to decide for themselves?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. In as far as that question is concerned, allow me to go back to, or to go to chapter 20 of Exodus, verse 8 to 12.
Okay.
It talks of the Sabbath.
Right.
Yeah. When you're in my place, on my home, in my when I'm the father of the home,
yes,
you're supposed to comply to what I believe in, my rules, my regulations.
Right.
When you think you want to be independent, yes, you have to go somewhere else and establish your own rules based on what you want to believe in.
Right.
That's how I take it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is the usual, so, under my roof, we do it my way.
Yeah. Because that's my home.
Right.
And you're my child.
Yes.
And the Bible is saying you are supposed to obey your parents.
Yeah.
On all aspect of good things, the child is obliged to follow what the parent is saying. And there are things which we cannot compromise.
Yes.
We cannot compromise on principle. You cannot decide otherwise on principles. When you say don't commit adultery, period,
yeah,
it's final.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot say, no, I want to do prostitution in your home, Dad, because that's my choice. Ah, well, when
I'm
you think
adult
of taking that direction, yeah, you see, it
right
doesn't work away.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's how I take it.
No, that makes a whole lot of sense. My pastor, thank you so much for coming through. Really appreciate your time and shedding light on that subject. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. That was Pastor Robert Ngorima speaking, answering the question on whether or not young people should be allowed to choose their own faith instead of following what the family believes in. I know that it sounds obvious, right? It sounds obvious, like God doesn't force anyone to believe in him. So why should parents force, quote unquote, force their children to follow their same faith? But it's not forcing it. It's educating a child on what it is that we believe, our customs and our practices according to our faith. This is the way we do things, and this is why we do things. And I think it's very important for us to actually educate children on why we believe what we believe. I find that too many of us grow up just following in the footsteps of our parents, just doing this because that's what we do. You know, that's what we do in my father's house. Then the moment you are in your own house, you're not really sure why you're doing the thing in the first place. And, you know, that one time you kind of blur the lines or go outside of the usual boundaries you're raised in, and God doesn't immediately strike you dead, you start thinking, so what's the big deal then? Why were my parents so strict about this? But that's only because you didn't really get the knowledge and the understanding of why we believe what we believe. Why do we go to church on Saturday? Why do we close our eyes when we pray? Why do we, you know, why do we not wear jewelry as a church? Why do we speak against that? Why do we not drink alcohol? Why do we believe A, B, C, and D? All those things. You want to understand that for yourself so that once you are away from the supervision of your parents, you can still stand by your beliefs, right? And so I hope that answered your questions. I'm actually curious if any of our listeners have experienced that, where you followed the rules of your household growing up, and once you left and were independent, you're out there on your own, trying to do things your own way, found that actually you don't really believe in certain aspects, or you don't understand certain aspects, and found that you now had to start relearning your faith and trying to understand why you believe the things that you believe. All right. So I'd love to hear from you. Remember, if you want to engage with us, the number is +27 73 470 3520.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.